Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes.
They don't care.
Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson for 1,214th time. And who's counting? I am. I can't count. That's that new map with calculators and stuff. Jericho knows something about that. Welcome back to School Talk, folks, on the west side, the best side, the only side of town. I'm on the airway with my new two guests. I got new host. I'm not a host. I'm an old host. I'm going to say, go in, Michaela. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Welcome to that side of the table. This the last week is your first week as one of the producers. Now you're on that side of the microphone. Mr. Easter's not there. And you and Cole. What's up, Cole, back in the corner? I got two producers this year. I appreciate that because, I mean, the first couple of years we had a couple tandem producers. It was pretty cool. And my producers are real, you just don't know how, you'll find out how active they are in this show because they have a free reign. They got questions to pop. They're popping. They don't need permission. They're producers of my show. My show is student produced, student run. And I'm talking about my students all the time. But I got a guest in the studio. Before I get to my guest, you can't call in at 244-9234 because I got a guest on the line. I'm going to get to him shortly. I got a guest in the studio. I got something happening on that thing they call it. What's that thing they call the go for it. What's happening with that?
Okay, so on the big board, we have next week on August 19th is the Ben Davis football game. Tech at Ben Davis starts at 6:15. That will be the coverage. And then starting at 7 will be kickoff. And then, let's see. Last night we had back to school night.
Hey, that was cool.
Yeah. We have Joseph and the amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat. That's our show today.
Yeah. Okay. And then BD Theater will be meeting on the 19th and the 20th, 26th and 27th at 7:30, and August 21st and 28th at 2:30.
Always something happened at Ben Davidson, and that's what's happened on the what that thing we call the. Now let's get straight to the phones. I got phone lines tied up. I got guests in my studio on the phones. I got Mr. Craig Underwood, our artistic director. Mr. Director, how you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm as good as you. You're in Florida, right? I'm just kidding. I want to go to Florida. I know you're not in Florida, but it's okay. I threw it out there. I got great things for talk to you about. I was in the studio. I got one of the newest additions to the teaching staff here at Ben Davis High School, former student, entertainer extraordinaire. You just don't know. If you've seen him on film or in person, you know what I'm talking about. Mr. Jericho, I gotta say this now. It's Mr. Jericho Hughes. How you doing, sir?
Hello.
High five. Man, I saw him on video somewhere. And I said, that's the one that went to school. I said, well, congratulations, teacher.
Well, how many Jerichos do you know? Not the.
I'm the Jericho. Yeah. he's the Jericho. Yeah. Congratulations. So, Jericho, Mr. Craig, Craig's on the line. Jericho's on the line. We're here for a reason. There's something going on in the city being sponsored by the Wayne Township Community Theater. It's an awesome, awesome play called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, I'm not going to tell you about it because I know something about it, but I'm going to let my guest tell you about it. I got Jericho in the studio. I got Craig on the line. Who wants to go first? Tell me more about Dreamcoat. I just want to say it. Dreamcoat. Okay.
Craig, go for it.
Go for it, Craig.
Sure. Well, Joseph, for short, is what we kind of like to call it because it's a little bit easier. It is a story from the Bible. the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 39. It's about Joseph and his 11 brothers who hate him, basically.
That's Joseph, a big family. Talk about Joseph, big families.
It is. Absolutely. So Joseph is his father's favorite, and his father doesn't really realize that it affects his brothers. So his brothers kind of set out to take him out, basically. They throw him in a pit, and then they sell him to Egypt, and he disappears. He disappears for 15 years. So the story kind of follows his life and his struggles, but Joseph persevered. He can read dreams, and so he kind of moves up the ladder from the bottom, and he then becomes like a confidant to Pharaoh in Egypt and kind of becomes a ruler in his own right and eventually has to save his brothers. So it's a story of forgiveness. It's a story of family. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's all sung. There's no real spoken words in the show. And it stars 34 amazingly talented adults and children.
Wow. Jericho, how do you... Even though, how do you put something like that off of paper into life?
Well, it's been a journey. It's been an exciting journey.
Wow.
First step is to kind of change the score that we used. It didn't have exactly what we wanted in it, so we kind of adapted it to some recordings that we've heard and we liked. And after that, we started with the music first. About 2 weeks of music rehearsals, getting in on all the kids and all the adults through the whole show. Like we said, it is straight through music, so it's a lot of music to learn. Then we started blocking rehearsals in which we put it on the stage and put it all together. Along with music directing, I'm choreographing the show, so we got some music, some dancing in there as well. Had some fun with them for that. And everyone's looking forward to the show. It's really coming together, and I'm excited for it.
This is for both of y'all. Okay, now, I'm old. Okay, I'm 62. Yeah. Or 61. Like 61. So I'm old. So I know the story, the biblical story. But for someone, let's say they never read the Bible before. Mm-hmm. Okay. My question is, and then for the ones that have read the Bible before, it's really interesting how you could take the story, make the story with music and dance, and at the same time, you're telling a story. It's just how you do something
and
like
teaching
that.
Teaching a lesson.
A lesson. I know. Craig, you talked about family. You talked about forgiveness.
Yes.
I see jealousy. I see, as kids would say, from the bottom to the top.
Right.
I see a lot of life lessons in this play. Just what you just said. Is that one of the purposes? Maybe not. A direct purpose?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the story's thousands of years old, but it is still relevant. You know, it's about forgiveness. It's about looking past yourself and really taking others just as important as you. You know, and the story tells that really well. And the music's written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Mm-hmm. Musicals like Cats and Phantom of the Opera. Like, a really brilliant musician had written this music, and it was written in the 70s for a school play.
Okay.
He wrote it in high school. Nice. And kind of morphed into this amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about the dream coat, when Joseph's having different colors. Explain more about what that means.
Interesting.
Yeah. Craig. Okay, Jericho Joseph. he probably got a Joseph story in there somewhere.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, so Technicolor just means lots of colors, and there's a whole song called Joseph's Coat, and it goes through about, I'd say, 32 different colors. So if you're teaching your little kids some colors, they're going to learn, like, red and yellow and orange and brown, and then other colors like ochre and russet. You know, mauve, weird colors. And a lot of the kids in the show are like, I've never heard of that color. It's pretty entertaining. And we have a coat in the show. And generally, the coat is made up of different strips of colors.
Right.
And ours kind of is an iridescent coat. And it kind of catches the light. So as the audience is watching the show, the coat looks different to each audience member.
Oh, my goodness. That is cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing.
That is cool. Jericho, what does the many colors represent? His many colors? Does it represent his Does it represent his talents? Does it represent what he...
I think it represents kind of the many messages in the show. It's not very single-minded. It's not one color, but it represents that there are many lessons in the show. There are many ideas presented in the show, many ways that you can interpret the show as well.
Wow, sounds like politics, but go ahead.
What I think is kind of funny about the show is that it's called Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, but the brothers take his coat right near the beginning of the show, and he doesn't get it back to almost the very end, so he doesn't see it very much, but yeah, it's a pretty cool coat.
So every scene, so there's no spoken word. You say it's all singing,
and choreography, and dance.
Mm-hmm. How are the students relating to it now? I'm gonna get political. I don't know, but since it is a biblical story, in our crazy day and age, it is always people have different opinions. Based on you, Craig and Jericho's opinion, have you got any flack because you're teaching Bible study on the stage?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily anything religious. I think it's more about the storytelling.
Oh, okay.
So more so a story that you could believe in or not put any stock in. But in the same way that Pinocchio is a fable and you can learn from it, that doesn't mean that you think that puppets can turn into boys. So, but you can learn from the story and understand the story as well. So to be honest, I don't think that I understood all of the messages the very first time I heard the story, as it is all straight sung through. But you can still be entertained and still enjoy the production value that is the show.
That makes sense. Craig, add anything to that?
Yeah, and absolutely. And the purpose of art is to make people think and to question. So if you are giving us flack or if you have any questions about the story, we welcome that and we want to talk to you about it because that means that we're touching you and we're making you think.
Yeah. Now, me personally, now how I would look at it, I would think about when I read the Bible and read the story and looking at the play and then the lessons learned from the Bible and the lessons learned from this play, because just based on what you're talking about, some of the things, you talk about dream building. And so much of today, a lot of our young people and some old people try to steal your dream or try to steal your dream until your dream doesn't count.
Poke holes in it.
Exactly. They poke holes in it. And I see a lot in this play, whereas it's saying it's okay to dream. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have a dream. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right, Craig and Jericho?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, because so many young people, and Jericho, you can contest this. I don't know, Craig, I don't know how old you are, but you're probably older than Jericho.
I am.
But young people nowadays, they go through so much stuff.
Yes.
Like I'm 61. So the stuff that they're dealing with, I didn't have to deal with that much stuff. Electronics, the instant gratification of what's going on, the news in your face, sometimes even before the news happens. Mm-hmm. You know, all those distractions and then your peer pressures that you have. This play, for me, it tackles a lot of the things that we deal with and some things that our young folks go through. Mm-hmm. Jealous friends.
Yeah.
Being jealous. Dream busters. Trying to poke holes in your dream. Family issues and problems. And trying to deal with your family, being jealous of what you do. That is huge. That is huge. How big is the cast?
It's 34 people.
Wow,
that's including kids.
Including kids. Kids.
Mm-hmm.
How old are the kids?
Our youngest is five.
Five is our youngest.
Wow. Okay. Come on now. 5-year-old on the play stage. Come on, be honest with me. I got grandkids.
She's doing great, actually. She's very adorable.
Yeah.
She's learned all the words, and she's having a great time as well.
So it starts early. That was my point.
That
was my point, because a lot of times young folks go through things, and then when they get to be a teenager, now you're trying to tell your young person, that's a different show. Now you're trying to tell a young person what to do, what not to do, and they're already looking eye to eye, and you're trying to discipline them at the same time. You made a mistake.
Yeah.
You need to get to them when they're five.
Right. Get them on the stage.
Get them on the stage and find that hidden talent. Now, the young folks in the play, as you interview them, have their aspirations, can you tell if they wanted to do acting all their lives, or their young lives, something that they always wanted to do?
Jericho and Craig. What's really great about this show in particular, there are more Ben Davis students involved with this production than have been in the past year. So I know for a fact that a couple of the students here from Ben Davis are definitely looking forward to going into a career in some kind of theater or musical theater or acting. A couple of them are definitely looking into that. So it's been exciting for them to grow as we have some adults in the production who have some professional theater experience. And so they can grow from them as those high school students, as they want to move into that career as well.
Now, I don't want to tell folks too much about the story because that's just enough to get you in the door. Speaking of, when does the play start? When's the opening?
It opens actually next weekend and then the weekend after. So from the 19th to the 28th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Fridays and Saturday shows start at 7:30 and Sunday shows start at 2:30.
Awesome times. And I thought, just looking through the story itself, there's something there for everybody.
Definitely.
I mean, for everybody. Do you guys have a favorite character, Jericho?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
The narrator is my favorite character. She kind of narrates the entire show.
And wrong show. I'm sorry.
It's a huge vocal role, and she is slaying, as we say. She's doing a great job with the role.
Slaying?
She's slaying.
Slaying? Okay, that's a new term. I like that one.
Yeah.
Explain. Slaying. So she's ripped. So, she's doing it. Slaying. She's slaying. Okay, and Craig, you got a favorite character?
I do. My favorite character is the Pharaoh, the king.
Okay.
And that is played by a Ben Davis. So we're pretty proud to put him in a lead role and let him shine. He's pretty incredibly talented.
So how long has the show's coming up, but how long you been rehearsing? When did you start to practicing, and how long the kids been at it?
Well, I've slept since then. That's like, when did we start, Craig? A couple weeks before?
We started 5 weeks ago. So this rehearsal process, we're doing 6 weeks. Generally, for a large musical, we would rehearse anywhere from 6 to 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, just because of the way it landed around the 4th of July, I thought I'd push the cast and see what we could handle. And Jericho, for that matter.
Lots of songs.
And they succeeded. You know, we ran the show last night. We're a week out, and I feel we're in a really good place. And I don't think we'll peak too soon, which is always important.
Right. You talked about the narrator, Jericho. How important in production is it to have a good narrator?
Well, especially in this story, since it's telling a story and following a storyline, she plays a pivotal role. And she also plays a role in kind of personifying the character of the story. I think the whole story could be portrayed from a mother to a child point of view. And she's actually going to be pregnant. She's, what, 7 months pregnant, Craig, during the show?
She is 7 months pregnant.
7 months pregnant during the show.
Wow.
So she kind of plays that role as the literal storyteller in embodying what is the show through the narration as well.
So she's the one that keeps you on point as you sit in there in the show, making sure you're understanding from scene to scene and feeling what...
And it's interesting. She not only acts as a narrator, but then she'll kind of play with you and play with the characters as well. So you don't know if she's in the scene or just narrating the scene or... Yeah, she kind of plays both roles there.
That's interesting because, you know, you sit there and if you think like, okay, it's another play. I read this in the book. You know, four kids. It's the family, big family. But, you know, you're going to get entertained.
Definitely.
By watching. Now, you have two acts. Is there intermission in between?
Two acts, but as we said, it's straight through, no notes speaking. So it's not that long. With two acts, what, Craig, about an hour and 45 with the intermission?
With intermission, you'll be done in an hour and a half.
So hour and a half.
Start at 7:30. You'll be out of there by 9, 4 o'clock on Sunday.
And thoroughly entertained.
I think one part of the play is you talked about the Pharaoh. And I believe one part of the play is when Joseph interprets the dreams for Pharaoh for 7 plentiful years of crops, followed by 7 years of famine. How does that come out into play? Is that in a song when he interprets his dreams?
Like,
of course, got to be a song. You say it was in a song, but how do you do that?
It's really, really interesting, actually. The Pharaoh is played kind of as an Elvis character. And so the whole song is him personifying this Elvis kind of song. And so he's telling his dream as kind of as Elvis.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Joseph comes in and kind of interprets afterwards, changing the style and more a lyrical style and kind of telling him what it means and representing what the sevens mean and what the years mean and all that.
I can visualize that.
And he's doing a great job. He's hilarious at it.
So that was by, Craig, that was by, that's by Play Design.
Yes, it is. Since, I'd say, the 80s, they have kind of pushed that Elvis King kind of character on the Pharaoh just to kind of make it a little more entertaining.
It makes sense, though. Great one thing about Elvis, I mean, everybody in this room, and I'm the oldest, I'm 61. Craig, Cole, how are you?
17.
Cole, 17. Michaela?
17.
You know who Elvis is, right?
Yes.
See, everybody in this room knows who Elvis is and who Elvis was. Mm-hmm. I know Jericho does. Mm-hmm. Not that. Or Craig. So that's ingenious. And this play was first produced back in 1960.
Or 80.
1980 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, before, in London, it had a couple performances in the early 70s. It came to Broadway in 82.
That's what I'm talking about. So this, it ain't broke, folks. This is one play that you don't have to fix. It ain't broke. And now you got our young folks from Ben Davis High School and the community in this play produced by the Wayne Towns Education Foundation. How did y'all get hooked up with Wayne? How did it?
Craig?
Well, I work for the Wayne Towns Education Foundation. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sure you know, we are celebrating our 25th year. We have a gala coming up September 17th, and we have given over $2 million to Wayne Classroom.
Wow. So, wait. Hit the magic button. Hit the magic button. I got hit. That's my applause back there, bro. Woo!
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
We're pretty proud of it. We're proud to be a part Definitely. Of the success that is Wayne Township Schools. You know, we'd love to do as much as we can, and part of that is creating a community theater. Mm-hmm. The theater's been around for 15 years. We are primarily a summer program. We do 2 to 3 productions a summer, as well as summer theater camps for kids. We do fall break camps and spring break camps for kids, but just involving them in the theater. And all of the money we raise goes back to teachers, students, and classrooms.
Say that again. You can say
all
that.
Of the money we raise, students, teachers, and classrooms, and we are so proud to say that. You know, we are work under the foundation, and with the foundation support, we're able to bring this to the community.
Yeah, cause I want folks to understand that because all this, a lot of times in corporations and nonprofits, people want. I wonder what they're doing with the money. I wonder where the money goes. I wonder they putting the money in their own pockets, buying no big old brand new cars and houses and not giving the kids none. That don't happen in Wayne, y'all.
Not at all.
This is
awesome. This is and the Wayne Town Education Foundation, you know, I agree. I was a board member for a while there, and they do great things. They've been doing great things. And children, students are, it's their purpose. I mean, if they don't, they exist for the kids. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like things that are driven by, like this show. It's student produced, you know, and I told these two students here, if I had this program when I was their age, mm-hmm. I would have stayed in high school. I wouldn't have been a high school dropout. Mm-hmm. I would have took this program and the TV program, and I would have stayed, went on to Ball State, IU, or some other college, and been a radio personality extraordinaire. Because, you know, opportunities that our kids have in Wayne are awesome.
Definitely.
What the Education Foundation do is just beautiful. Jericho, you're a product of this school.
I am a product of the school and proud of it.
Back as a teacher.
Yeah, they never got rid of me.
Did you ever think that would happen? I mean,
yeah,
did you plan
I was
that?
Hoped that
did
would
you
happen.
Plan,
right?
You put in your book, That part of your dream, well, your dream coat.
Enough, in college, they asked, where's your dream job? And I said, right back at Ben Davis, where I came from. But right after I graduated, I've been doing some part-time work with the show choirs, choreographing and arranging. So I haven't left completely. I started directing the show bands 2 years ago, so doing mostly after-school stuff as I was getting through school. Shortly after that, I did a couple leaves as directors were in and out. And after that, it became part full-time, and it's a dream come true, honestly.
It's kind of crazy, though, because you think about your freshman and your sophomore year, junior, senior, whatever. You're standing in that choir stand as a student, looking down at the teacher. Were you thinking, like, one day I'm going to be down there? A little voice like Noah, you know, yes, Jericho, I know you are. I'm going to be down there directing this choir. I know. Thank you, Lord. I'm going.
Well, you know, I did have some kind of inclination that I would, because I had wonderful directors here who I now have the privilege to call colleagues, which is
awesome. Yeah.
But they had so much faith in me as a student, and they gave me so many leadership opportunities and so many opportunities, both in the band and in the choir, to step up and see if I could really do it. And so going into school, I had lots of confidence because they gave me a lot of confidence. I'm leaving this place. So
that is awesome. Craig, how did you get involved in this crazy theater business? I say crazy because it's just crazy wow. Not crazy, crazy wow.
Right. I've been around the theater my whole life. I work as a professional actor and educator now, and I came to Wayne Township in 2006.
Okay.
I was Captain Hook in Peter Pan.
Hey!
From that point, kind of created the education aspect and really involving kids, because there was a need. There were 55 kids in Peter Pan, wow, as well as the adult cast. So from that point, we were like, hey, we need to do something with these kids. So the next year, we created a kids show, had 60 kids, mostly from Wayne Township schools. And then from there, we created the camps program. So I've kind of been around in some capacity ever since, and just happy to really see it expand. And we're really growing, and we sell out all of our camps. So we're excited about the future.
Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. That's Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Ben Davis High School Theater, August 19th through the 28th. It don't cost that much, but a Big Mac, something like that, and a French fry, something like that. It ain't much.
It's a great cause.
It's a nonprofit, and the money goes to our young people. And you're talking about putting the money in the right place? Mm-hmm. Hey, come out here and spend it there. That your money goes to the right place.
Absolutely. You know. It's only $8 for a student ticket.
That's Happy Meal and a cheeseburger. You know, 4x4, you know, two, you know, sometimes White Castle costs more than that sometimes. another sponsor.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of sponsors, has the community, have they grabbed onto the Education Foundation as far as sponsorships and knowing that this is for our young people?
Right. Yeah, we have platinum sponsors, the BMO Harris Bank. We have IU Health, Canon 4, and Skillman Group. And then we also have a theater sponsor that's kind of sponsored our season this summer, and that's Westside Garden Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So the community really does get behind this, and they recognize that not only the foundation is doing great things, but the community theater really is for the community.
Skillman's been there a long time. Wow, I think I had hair. when Skillman tenure, they've been their sponsors a long time. Dang, that is awesome. That's awesome. I said, okay, Ben Davis High School Theater, August 19th to 28th. Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamboat. Tickets, like you said, they're cheap as scoop. And, you know, you can also you can call 317-988-7966 for tickets. And they're also available at the door, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Yep. And the Wayne Township Community Theater is located in Ben Davis High School, door number 2, 1200 North Girls School Road, Indianapolis, Indiana. The show runs weekends from August the 19th to the 28th. Friday and Saturday performances are from 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees are 2:30. 2:30, that's kind of cool. A Sunday matinee at 2:30, that's kind of cool. That is kind of cool.
During the heat of the day, we'll get you out by 4. You can enjoy the late afternoon.
Taking a nap.
Out of that 94-degree weather.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, before I close out, Jericho, anything you want to add to that?
Thanks for having me. Had a blast.
Oh, Carol Craig, Mr. Artistic Director.
Yeah,
Yes, thank you for having us. And I have to publicly say I could not do this without Jericho.
Oh, you're the best, Craig.
I just had a flashback. This is going crazy. I'm over for a minute. Remember the character, the lady character from Little Shop of Horrors? His girlfriend?
Audrey.
I just said that. You know, look, I take the director. That's all I was thinking about when I said that. That's one of my favorite shows. I'm sorry, y'all. Like you ever did too. That show? You ever do that, Craig? You ever produce that with Little Shop of Horrors?
We haven't at Wayne yet, so when we do, I'm going to give you a call.
Uh-huh. Yeah, do that. That is one. I don't know, y'all. I like the Little Shop of Horrors. It's just a classic.
Good show.
Well, folks, get out and check out this show. It's for our young people. See our young people doing positive things. You're always talking about what are our kids doing, what they doing. Come out and see what they're doing. And you'll see and be a part of it also. So, Jericho, high five. Craig through the phone, high five.
All right.
And keep what you're doing, folks. Check them out. And check out this show. You'll hear more about it here at Ben Davis High School. You'll hear more about it in Giant 98.9. They'll be pushing it nationally. Education Foundation doing what they do here in Wayne. Awesome organization. So check out this play. Check out Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. Just awesome. Love the name. All right, let's get the kids back to class. Take me out of here, y'all. Thank you, Greg, Craig, and thank you, Jericho. I appreciate it. But you know what? It's really about, well, sometimes it's all about, it's always all about the kids, always. But to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the one, it's in the hand of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat, like Jericho and Craig. Jericho, he was a student one time. Now he's a teacher. He was a student, now he's a teacher. He's a student, now he's a teacher. Hey, Jericho, you're the teacher, man. High five. Jericho's a teacher. Ugh, just gotta love it. And young man, be a man. Your pants. I can't stand sagging. Get me a connection. I want to do a play. Sagging. Sagging your mind. You're sagging. You're sagging your mind. You're sagging your hind. You're just sagging. I can't sag it. Stop sagging. I'll stop nagging. I'm sorry. I went off here a little bit. But if his breath still taught, that's it. If you see him, it's your Wayne Township. And there's high school. The BDJ. The Matthews. Feels my guest. Until next week, they'll kick me out the airways. I'm a sag, you can just sag it. See you next week, y'all.